What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSC SIPC.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know where the groove is? It's in your heart. The rhythm's in there with Jesus, hopefully. The rhythm Jesus in your heart.
Colic, I just started dancing.
I know. And the minute I go for my phone, she stops. Come on, keep doing it.
No.
You're a great dancer.
No.
Look, I'll put it on me, and I'll do it. Sing it, Paige.
Oh.
On this video, though, no one will hear the music.
No, this is a Peckerwood dance party.
I should add like some really bad music to it.
Oh, like some devil worship.
Like the March of the Third Reich. And Paige's over there dancing. Yeah.
Lord.
Dun, dun, dun.
Don't film me. My face is all bruised.
Oh, I'm going to add Pop
Killer. And if you keep
killer.
On, I'll give you another one.
I might add Pop Killer by Ice-T. Paige's over there dancing to it.
You can add so many.
I like when they do that. They'll find like cloggers, you know, like the old mountain cloggers.
Oh, the guy from North Carolina they keep using with the long black hair?
I think he's from Tennessee.
Is he?
I think. But he... Yeah, they'll see videos of him, and they'll have him like dancing to like Irv Gotti and
just
all kind of just
rest in peace.
He died. Yeah,
you know the best one is they got all the Arab men that do the dance in the circle, and they put all kind of different music to it.
Like
there's like 20 of them.
Hardcore rap.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those guys
are good, but it seems very like.
It's like, what's going on here?
I mean, it's just weird.
Are you a sleeper cell or a dance company?
You don't want women to show any skin, and you want to get in a circle with dudes and sit around that like you rockets? I don't know about all that. Work a woman in there somewhere. Like, was it love at first sight? Yes, I fell in love with her eyes, because that's all I could see.
That's it. I don't get to see anything else.
What's the best thing about your wife? She has beautiful eyes.
Sure.
That she's probably not aware to wear sunglasses. She would just disappear.
That's why.
Speaking of that,
this reminds me of some old clubs that we go to in the 90s around here.
Oh, uh-oh. Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember when this song came out. I know it was 90s.
Did you go dance at Bennigan's? Did they do like Applebee's and slide the tables back at midnight?
I think that was only for us.
For
that was the Does Applebee's and Walmart, or Applebee's and Walmart? Lord, oh my God! I'd never leave, guys.
Yes, you'd be there forever.
I'd quit this job and work there.
Is the Applebee's in Easley still there?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's thriving too.
Legendary. We used to do a thing years ago called Big Ass Draft Nights, and we had mugs with our faces on it, and it was made our faces look like butts because you get it, big ass. Yep. And I will say this: this is before the Kardashians. There, we started the big ass trend.
Way before.
We really did. We had big ass golf tournaments. Big.
Well, now that golf course is no longer with us, like the Wackett Wednesday.
It's gonna be a subdivision.
Yeah,
I know. Same thing's happening in Pump Creek.
What was the billboards that we did that we got in trouble for?
One where we had
seven big wins.
The one with you and the swastika? Was that the one?
No, that's her yard art.
No.
It's talking about the
I don't believe so.
I'm gonna put my finger down on the other thing, but the one is that we allowed listeners to design billboards, and if we chose their billboard design, they won like concert tickets for a year. And
what a prize.
Who won had a
dementia, MS.
I'm trying to explain it where it's really not. Well. It doesn't come off the wrong way, but it had like a fist in the air.
Yeah, this is the same time that.
So we were getting phone calls from one group.
Oh God!
And then we were also getting phone calls from New York City, the Howard Stern Show.
Yep.
No. What was the guy's name, the reporter? Do you remember?
I think it was Ralph Howard at the time.
Okay. So he left a voicemail.
So it was Penny Crone. It was one of the two.
So they kind of pseudo-talked about our show on the Howard Stern Show, but never by name. They just said there was this hick morning show in Greenville.
Oh, nice.
That's using. Because Howard Stern, when he went on Sirius, was using the... And his fist was black.
It was?
We didn't steal fists.
All right, come on.
I mean, who, like...
Can we not swap fists?
Tiger Woods could have claimed something on it. He's doing the thing over there. Actually, he stole that from Kirk Gibson after the World Series home run. Remember that?
Yeah, he did. That's all he.
Yeah.
That's all he was known for, to be honest with you, that home
DH
run.
DH probably stole Suck It from like some kind of outlaw pimp. If you. Want your money back? I got two words for you.
Suck it.
Tell him, Dolomite.
Dolomite.
That's right.
This is Rudy Ray Moore. Rest in peace.
So that caused controversies on two different ends. And I think I remember who designed the billboard, but I don't want to say if it's not for sure. But it's somebody that was in a local rock band, and he's like, "Man, that wasn't the intent." I was like, "I didn't take the intent."
No.
I mean, but if you put up a billboard, you got to get the attention. You can't just put up.
Why would you put up something?
Like even the people that have the billboards, they just put up on like when they don't have a customer or a client that month, they just put up "Rent me." Here's a phone number.
Oh yes, yeah, it's never
that's
good
easy.
Too. I thought the more creative ones did not win. There were a lot of them that were like really good.
Yeah,
I forgot who the selection committee was.
Hey, Mark.
No, I think it was rigged.
Yeah. So.
You think so, fat ass?
And then, I had my finger down. I remember. So we normally did these at general bars and beer joints and stuff. Because while we were there, if you bought our mug, you could get refills for 93 cents of draft beer. Which now there's never. I mean, probably maybe, but it would be like for 30 minutes and not for 2 hours.
These are good sized mugs.
Yeah. And they're like, "Hey, we're good. Applebee's wants to do it." We're like, "Applebee's, like, where is every?" Cause these things were big. I mean, we did very well with these. Y'all came out and supported the hell out of those things.
We were like the same Applebee's where the ball guy pushed the woman against the wall.
Yes,
the same one.
Yes.
Why? They got in a fight or something?
Oh yeah.
Jesus.
There was another bald guy who arrived with one woman and left with another.
We watched that go down, and that was interesting.
He arrived with one, and she almost like literally went to the bathroom and he left with another girl.
I think I was.
And she came back and was looking around and everybody knows like, God, he left. But you don't want to be the one to tell her.
Was that
but
a
you
speech?
Want to say to her, he did you a favor.
I did tell her that he left. I said, I saw him leave a minute ago. I didn't say he was with anybody, but I said, I saw him leave. I didn't want her to just sit there waiting on him thinking he was in the John too. But anyway, we get there a little bit early. They imagine, if you will, a Applebee's where they moved all the tables against the wall. All except the booze. You can't move those.
No.
But all that, it was like a, it was Club Applebee's for 2 hours.
How
dude,
fun.
That was fun. That was a blast. Cheap beer and
good times.
Cheap beer and good times, baby.
I asked the bartender that night, I'm like, hey, can I get one of those Brutuses? But I'm like, I want the glass to take home. He gives me a little wink and says, here you go, buddy. Yep.
Yeah, but where do you store that? Like, you have a cabinet tall enough to
put that in? It's like you put it on top of the fridge.
Oh, God.
You have all that stuff?
By then, you use it so much and wash it, it wears off as butis after a while.
Oh, yeah.
I have a few beer glasses that are just glasses now. There's no label on them.
Well, our mugs were said to have been dishwasher safe.
Well,
I can guarantee they were not.
Well, do you remember the one mug gimmick that had coupons on the mug? And you would
stickers?
Take the mug. Yeah. Well, no, they were like printed on the mug for some.
Yeah.
But they washed off before you could use them all.
It's like when they had, you know, like kids in school, they'll sell like the coupon books. And then they said, paper. So then they started making like a credit card. And it had real little tiny squares around it saying 10% off.
But they had barcodes. They had to scan the mug.
Yeah. But with a mug, you had to carry a mug into like. That was just too cumbersome to do it. And then they came out with QR codes, and then everything was solved.
Hmm.
The mug would, people get so pissed because the mug would wash off before they could use any of the coupons. Mug of the month.
I don't want to call this, I didn't tell you about this. I wanted to like get your real response to this. Somebody sent it to me, you know, conspiracy type stuff.
Oh.
And, first thing I did was Google something, and I trusted my source on this, and it's not affecting South Carolina just yet. It's not affecting North Carolina or Tennessee just yet.
Okay, so it's not. Was Paige implanted with an implant yesterday to be tracked?
It looks like two. No.
No.
It's being voted on in Georgia. This blew my mind. When I first saw the video, this is what's weird about the internet now. And it has been for this way for a long, long time. But now more so. You see things, they're presented in a way of, oh my God, look, you know, we were tearing down this house and we found this.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Ouija board, you know, all that stuff always seems like a setup to me. This lady goes to get something that we all have, and she went to install this thing that we all have, and she noticed something weird on it. She goes online, looks, oh my God.
And you said Georgia.
Georgia, let me quote exactly so I don't misspeak. They've passed, pilot programs are actively reviewing legislation to approve this in Georgia.
You better listen up, Dalton, Oglethorpe.
But like, it'll come to all 50 eventually. And this is.
Oh, God, I'm like, scared now.
Well,
what is it?
You're a puss.
I am.
Type and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn.
Keep moving forward when my faith is like a fall.
Talk about
God dang it.
Where my microphone at? Hello?
I turned the wrong one on.
Hello?
You want to talk about diversity? We've played gospel music today. We've played Kern.
There was a... Remember the guy we had that he did background checks on his buddies and new people he met?
Oh, yeah.
I thought about doing that because I was... I saw something on Facebook where somebody said Korn was ass. And I was going to look that guy up and go beat his.
But
I stopped myself.
Yeah, just do the normal thing and just dox him. Just tell everybody where they work, where they live.
I should have. But I don't want to get that close to him.
Oh, okay. So listen to this. A woman in, I don't know what city, I was trying to find out Paige for you. Because it's in California. She went to the DMV.
California.
They changed something about the tag, so she had to go get a new tag. And when she was putting the tag
we'll have to do that soon.
On the back of her vehicle, she noticed a reflection from the sun. And the reflection was embedded into the sides of her license plate. And she could read it. And you zoom in with your phone and you can read the reflection. It says 5G. California's license plates now are 5G.
Wow.
Well, meaning... They use cell networks, such as 5G. It's got built-in GPS transmitting data, updating. So you'll never have to go to the DMV to get a new sticker. You won't have to go get a new tag. You just would pay it online. Won't have to go wait in any more lines. And it will automatically, when you pay your taxes, it'll automatically, the number will change, just like Running Man, just like, I think, Back to the Future 2. They had the... You know, everything. It's like the Walmart prices, you know.
Yeah, I saw that happen the other day. They put a slash through it and it gives you a new price.
So when you sell your car, you keep your license plate.
Well, you'd normally do anyway. But yeah.
I don't even want to guess how much this mother bitch costs.
Well, but people are saying, why? Why do this? Why do you care about it? Now, many people say, well, it's going to AI, you know. You won't have to go to wait at the DMV anymore. Well, I mean, that means a lot of people are going to lose jobs, too. But...
Yeah. I mean, some stuff you can do now, right? Change your address, this, like, small stuff. You'll still have the same license, but, you know, the records change.
You'll still have to go to the DMV because everything gets screwed up.
I keep up with a lot of the big AI companies now just to kind of have... ear to the ground about like where stuff's going. And I had never heard of this company. It's called Reviver. Never had heard of it before.
Reviver.
They basically came up with the technology, sold it to them.
That's where you go during the summer when you go to church.
That's Revival. Oh. Reviver.
It's funny you say
you're
that.
You're thinking of the guy. You're thinking of the guy who almost blew up, and he always figured out a way to fix it right before the thing blew up.
That was
Reviver.
That was McGillicuddy.
McGillicuddy.
So you can update your registration at home. No more pill and stick physical tags. None of that. But here's something cool: if your car is stolen, and you report, hey,
if
911, what's your man? Somebody stole my car. Oh, what's your license plate number? Actually, they don't need that. What's your name? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, was it the red Mercedes? Yeah, that's the one. Okay, hold on a minute. Now that license plate that person's driving says stolen on the back now.
Oh, it comes across.
It comes across and says stolen.
It's tracked.
And starts to flash a little bit. Oh, it's tracked. Not only has it got integrated GPS and cell modules in there, but it can start flashing amber alerts for people behind you. It can start saying things like wreck in front, like on the person in front of you's license plate, all this stuff. But here's the other thing, too. Yeah. How much does it cost? Guess.
Oh, God.
Remember we talked about the future of retail and consuming is going to be subscriptions.
So it's got to be reasonable because millions of people have to have them in California.
I don't think it is reasonable. Mm-hmm. Now, compared to like what an iPhone costs, yeah, maybe $700.
Oh, my God.
To get a license plate.
What? And that's the base plate, right?
Yes. So but you have to pay a subscription fee. Like, I mean, let that sink in for a minute.
They're going to make you pay it.
You have to pay. It's going to be, depending on which part of California you live in, $7 to $12 a month.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, what?
So they're going to make you pay all this, but you won't have any jobs to pay for it because of it. It's so stupid.
It's connected to your phone. So the other thing is, you know, every time you, drive around, whatever, ping this, that, or the other, it will tell. Now here's the thing: if you're not doing anything bad, why does it matter if the police or the FBI knows where you're driving around? Like a lot of people will say that, like, well, you know, what does it matter or whatever? It matters a whole hell of a lot to me. Like it really, really does.
Well, then you get into the argument of is that state property? Because it's a tag that's technically theirs.
Well, see, in China, they
Chinese amigos.
They have this, but they also have their tech is integrated into the motor of the vehicle. So if you're a wanted criminal and they know, oh, look, I'm not going to do an impression. Oh, look, we see that this person is driving along the coast here. Turn the car off. And the car stops because it's an E.
That's why, even though their EVs are a lot cheaper, they can't bring them over here and import them because of stuff like that.
For people that don't want to have subscriptions and want to be fake, I bet you can fake those license plates real easily.
I would have to see it because you make it, like, obviously it's not this cumbersome.
I'll share the video.
You make it sound like it's got like a big display board on it and it's like
No, it can't. It can turn into that though. I mean, think about like the cost. Remember at one point years ago when we got our first big raise, Paige bought a $10,000 TV.
She did.
And it was 120, 140 inch, biggest TV I'd ever seen in a non-celebrity's home. No, I mean, not your local, you know what I'm saying? Like non-lifestyle.
Thank you for that.
But now that those same TVs are like a third of that, and they figured out like
dirt cheap.
The LCD screen is like nothing. I mean, it's like literally nothing. So take that down to about the size of a license plate and how thin it is. Now,
our plates suck. It's just not good.
They
I don't like
mine
the new
looks
one.
Like it's 100 years old because it's one of those metal plastic ones, and it's like scraped and like coming off.
Why do we have to talk about the Revolutionary War? Why? And if you go pick another tag, you got to pay a fee to not have the base tag.
They're beta testing this in other states and particularly Texas, which really shocks me. Really shocks. That's a weird state.
Yeah.
They don't want to be a state.
The way they want to be a country.
Yeah.
They do. Like they were. They used to be a country. But.
People from Texas will constantly remind you that they're from Texas.
Yes, and they have more than two things there. That's what they'll always say.
Yep.
So, Arizona.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater. The AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price, void in Florida.
Is making this, they're voting to make it legal for both commercial and consumer vehicles. Michigan fully passing it. That's going to go into place in the fall. And then several states have passed pilot programs or reviewing legislation to approve the new DigiPlates. Ooh, DigiPlate. In Colorado, Illinois, Florida, and Georgia.
So we know if you don't pay your taxes, they take your tag, they give you fines, fees, whatever. So what if you don't pay the subscription?
Well, but think about this too. Like, you know, those scientists that were all missing? They found one body here recently. I don't know if you heard about that. The lady that was hiking, they ended up finding her body like a year later.
Oh, man.
But it's all these different scientists that just like got kidnapped or just ended up missing. They all left their phones were not with them, which... You leave your house without your phone, it's kind of odd, but it's also like, it tracks you or whatever. So people that say, you know, like in movies, they'll go buy a track phone. I don't want them to trace or whatever. But if you're in your car, it don't matter.
Did they find her? You saw her like Antarctica?
No. It was the lady, I think it was New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
She was the nuclear scientist that went on a hike. Oh,
so.
And
probably full decomp, right? Full rigor. Probably bones left.
They found a gun beside her, too, so they're trying to say she unalived herself.
Oh, Lord.
I'm talking like YouTubers.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Paige.
I know one thing that you are not celebrating, Madman.
Hanukkah.
Oh, today is National Iced Tea Day.
You know what? I like his acting better than his music, I'll be honest with you. Now, you're talking about the drink?
Mm-hmm.
Iced tea. What is iced tea? I know he says iced tea.
Yes. Well, do you drink tea, Fat Boy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got some in the fridge now.
I'm just kidding. Of course.
Well, I put stevia in it, not sugar.
Stevia. Do you call it iced tea or iced tea?
Neither one. It's always sweet tea.
You don't say iced tea?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's always sweet tea.
So unless you say hot tea, most people would know, yeah, I want ice in it.
Oh, that's yes.
I want an iced sweet tea. No, it's too. I hate tea. I tell you what. I think my parents had so much blood work done on me because when they found out that I didn't like mayonnaise and I didn't like sweet tea, that
they thought that you were an alien.
Well, let's not go too far, Paige. I'm from America.
What's wrong with him? He don't like sweet
from
tea.
From space.
Phil, did you sleep with somebody from up north?
That wouldn't make any sense, Mary. You had the boy.
Well, this is weird. Sense.
You know what I mean.
He don't like mayo. And I'm all kind of, you know, like onions. They had to make a separate portion of things.
You don't like onions either?
Yep, nope.
Did you like that? It had mayonnaise in it.
Not even blooming?
You sound like my Uncle Neil, who always say, I don't know how you got so big, boy. You don't like eating nothing. Rest in peace, Uncle Neil.
Now, I don't like raw onions, but I do like blooming onions.
Yeah. See, that's where I'm the weirdo. I'll eat them if they're deep fried.
Yeah.
Blooming onion rings.
Yeah, those are good.
I like onion straws, you know, the fried out.
Oh, well, yeah.
I like those. But I do not...
Scrawls.
Even when I get fajitas...
Yeah, you skip
I like it cooked in the peppers and onions, but I do not use them.
Oh, so you just skip the peppers and onions?
I sling them out the window, the homeless people.
You like the.
Are you a vegetarian?
Chicken fajita.
And homeless here.
Hey, I tried to look up slung onion and could not find what it is.
Wow.
We did it one day.
And then it
That's
says.
That's crazy that you remember that that was the neighbor at Poe Mill's poor food that they would eat slung onion. It was so.
What's in it?
It's basically like you put onion. In a bowl of water and put a bunch of spices in there with it and let it just boil all day.
That sounds dreadful.
Boil. But well, if you look it
poor,
up.
It was from Russia. They were, apparently they had Russian background or something.
Hill of onion. If you look it up, it says something like slumgullion.
Well, that onion soup that I like has cheese in it, so that's good.
And it's like, did you mean slumgullion? I'm like,
yeah,
okay, no.
So, yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that, so I looked up the same thing. Based on your query, based on your query, you're likely looking for slumgullion. A
stupid-ass Google.
Hearty pasta stew or possibly Russian onion. Mm-hmm. Combining, it says ground beef. They didn't have nothing in theirs but water. Because I stayed for dinner one night, and I'm like, what? This is not even ramen. This is just like... I'm drinking broth.
The things that I don't like, I don't like lima beans. I don't like buttermilk.
Yeah, I don't like buttermilk. What's another good Southern thing that I don't like? Racism. Kidding. I love racism.
I like eggs, but
I'm kidding again. Double joke.
But I don't like to eat the yolk and hard-boiled eggs.
See, I
don't like to, but I will if like the remnants of it.
Yeah. I don't like deviled eggs. Here's another one.
I like deviled eggs.
I don't
eggs.
Like pimento cheese.
No, I don't care
cheese.
If it's good.
Oh, you know, some people. Market.
Yeah, like they're like, let's get the good like, one. Like, I don't, yeah, not good.
There's a good text. I've tried shitterlings. I just don't like them.
No.
Out of chicken livers, though. Boy.
I won't eat any organs.
Intern Booger, before he passed away, he got. He brought the shitterlings in.
His father made shitterlings.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I remember that.
They smelled awful.
Yeah, they're
often
like
called chitlin.
Chitlin.
Save the neck for me, Clark. Yeah, ain't got no neck.
That was a fun day, wasn't it?
No. No. What other job would you have where you would eat things like deer penis, drink breast milk from a female listener?
Uh-huh. Deer penis. Yeah, that was...
I didn't do that.
Someone...
would have preferred to get it from the tap, but didn't.
Someone... ate an ice cream sundae where we
armpit nini.
We made an ice cream in someone's butt crack and someone
I didn't do that.
That guy was Joey Diapers.
Yeah, we tried to get you to do it.
I think he kissed a frog one time.
I've kissed a lot of frogs and they stayed frogs and didn't become princes.
Now is that like some kind of new reference word for vagina or what are you saying?
No.
Okay.
Talking a real frog.
Sure.
You kissed a frog,
it
turned
into
a prince.
Earlier, so I was just making sure.
Metaphorically, I'm not a princess. All right.
Nope.
Well, your name is Charlotte.
Miss Charlotte. All right, so have you ever heard of Backwards Beach Day?
Backwards Beach Day.
You wear your swimming trunks backwards.
Oh, that'd be
I've done
idea.
That before. I went to the beach all day long before
surf
with
backwards.
My swimming trunks on backwards. I'm like, God, my nuts hurt right now.
Tighten the front, loosen the back.
You
well, no,
Speedos,
it was the
too.
Seam splitting them right up the middle, and I didn't have that fishnet little.
Ow.
I always cut those out anyway. I think that's what's the point of that?
To like, support you so you don't dingle dangle.
I back then, I was wearing jams. That crap went past your knees.
Yep. You look like
mean,
a Fab
I'd
Five
have to
out
be
there.
Hung like a horse.
So backwards,
and I am.
Backwards Beach Day. I haven't a loved pony, to see
a baby newborn.
A lot of horses there. Yes. To see the difference between humans.
Breaking
and
news.
Right. Yeah.
I hope not. So it's where you skip the crowds and hot sun at the beach during the day and favor a sunset beach.
Oh, like, you know, people that like to swim at night.
Yeah, so you sleep during the day, take naps, and then you're out at night.
The pool, beach day. Our pool is a lot more active at night.
Like your neighborhood pool?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Is it? I guess people like to night swim. They don't like to go out there and cook.
You're not supposed to swim after 10 o'clock, but that's the best time because there's nobody around.
It also says that a lot of your neighbors have jobs.
Yeah.
If they're not going till night. I mean,
that might have something to do with it.
I get there and I'm like, where's everybody at? Like, oh, okay, it's 11 o'clock and I'm done already.
I still have the video on my phone. You wonder why I have like 30,000 pictures and videos.
I know which one you're about to talk about, too.
Your cannonball.
Yeah.
God, love that video. Fatboy put his cell phone propped up.
I remember that.
And went
that was fantastic.
And screamed, cannonball. And then literally, as big as he is, he did the most like...
I was thinner back then.
Well, God. It was it was the most tight cannonball I'd ever seen a big man do.
And can you dive?
Yeah. Not really. But I flop before I dive.
Yes.
Oh, Wilbus, wow.
People in Wilbus saw that video and said, I used to jump off the roof into that pool.
You didn't have diving and swim class?
We didn't have any kind of thing like that.
Get out of here with that.
No, I didn't know.
Like, if you wanted swim lessons, you'd have to be a Boy Scout or go to the Y.
Yeah.
They would teach you at camp. But
I eat lunch down there.
Our schools didn't have pools.
No, that's when you know you lived in a big city or you went to like a really nice school if they had a pool or like a water polo team or something like
that. Yeah, we had swim class.
Like I never even knew what that was when I was in school. Like water polo.
What was
and diving. Some people take diving.
That's Ralph New Cologne, Matthew. It's water polo.
You wear that Drakkar-Nor. You're going to stop wearing that. It stinks.
Noir.
Or you wear, what would you call it? What would you call cool water? I can't think of something fun you call it. Cold water.
No. What was the... over time, you kind of change the cologne you wear, right?
Yep.
Well, my mom, God rest her soul, she would continue... I didn't have the heart to tell her. But like in high school, I wore Curve.
Okay.
Not kinda Curves. That's where plus size women work out.
I can smell it now. And the gold bottle.
Green.
You had the green one?
With the gold top on the side. And it was...
I could have swore it was gold or a brown bottle.
She'd buy me a gift set every year. And you know, like I probably have five bottles.
Matthew, they didn't have no Tommy Hilfiger left.
They didn't have any Davidoff.
They didn't have Joan Musk.
Oh, yeah. It was... I remember that.
I got you some Wild Country instead. Remember that? Had the little bull with the
it had
piercing in its nose?
It had pineapple, lavender, lemon, juniper berries.
Dude, the only cologne I got as a gift was Old Spice. I had to get my own stuff.
Whatever. My first one was from Avon, and it was it might have been Wild Country, and it had like a bull mascot on it. It was my dad's. We both used it.
Yeah. You know how much it sucked to smell like a 65-year-old man in middle school?
Well, he wasn't that old then.
Like, I'm surprised he just didn't give me Brute.
Oh, what he had. Oh, Brute. Oh, yeah, man.
That's why I wanted to stay at my buddy's house, because he had all the colognes. He had Polo Sport and the blue bottle.
Isn't it weird when, like, you look forward to going to somebody's house? Because, like, I had a friend whose parents had the satellite dish, so we could watch anything we wanted to.
Anything.
We had only HBO, and that was getting it for free through the VCR. Never paid for it.
Channel 2.
I had another friend who had MTV. We didn't have MTV, so, like, we all propped up at his house and watched, like, you know, spring break and all that stuff.
And it wasn't weird if you watch nudity with your buddy because, you know, nothing's going on.
And this is strange, too. That same house, I remember how, like, Ziploc bags used to be expensive. I mean, they probably are now with the inflation and stuff. But, like, we never had those. We had the ones you'd have to tie up with the little twisty ties. Like, we never had the one that zipped. And I remember my friend, they had so many of them. And I'm like, God, you're rich. You have Ziplocs and freaking MTV. Wow, what does your daddy do?
We had it for a while until my brother messed it up.
What do you do?
We were a test market, and you can put two buttons together and get the Playboy channel.
Oh,
and really? He figured it out. I guess all the boys figured out how to do it, and my mom walked in, and he's watching porno, and she got rid of cable.
Was he just like him. He was just sitting there watching it.
Right? Oh, he was like, just watching it eating lunch in the afternoon. And my mom's like,
wow, that's odd.
What the hell? She like, flipped out.
But so he would just watch it for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
If it were Playgirl Channel, you think she'd channel? You think she'd be more upset?
I'm going to give you 20 minutes anyways. To turn that off.
That
yeah. Matthew, what are you watching?
She's standing there in her Hooters shirt. Turn that off right now, boy. Do an impression of your mom. She had that southern voice.
Mm-mm.
That sounded like she would.
She seemed pissed the one time I met her.
Every time I always met her, she seemed like she hated
no,
my guts.
She didn't.
She did.
That's when she was getting early onset.
No, this was like 15 years ago. Like, with, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was started then. Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes me feel better.
I met her at Paige's Black
she
Party.
Like me. I didn't go.
That's where I met her.
Well, I thought by the name of the party, I wasn't invited.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for 2 more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and surfaces with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50?
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.